150 Regimental Combat Team. This is broadcast number 5 in the 158th Regimental Combat Team series for KTAR in Phoenix. As promised in our last broadcast from the headquarters of the 158th Regimental Combat Team, we are out on the firing range for this presentation. A rifle company, an anti-tank company to be exact, is on the range here practicing with the famous M1 rifle. And I'll let the boys go here for the first routine of firing, and then I'll talk to you briefly in the company with the range officer, Lieutenant Horace Gamas of Glasgow, Montana, and we'll tell you exactly how it's all done. Okay, Lieutenant, let's go. You may be able to hear him calling his instructions to the boys. As the firing starts, I'll stop talking so you can get the real effect of what happens on a firing range when these boys are practicing. Here we go. Completes the first round of firing from a kneeling position. There are three positions that the boys use in their firing routine: the kneeling position, the sitting position, and the prone position. The rehearsal period lasts for approximately 10 minutes for each group of men. There are 10 men at a time on the firing line with 10 coaches, and these coaches' job is to see to it that the boys make no mistakes in the preliminary firing procedure. The gun, as you know, is an automatic. It's a very high-powered rifle. They're operating here at 200 yards on these targets, and in shooting tracer bullets, which they do about every third or fourth or fifth bullet in the clip, you can see that bullet as it makes its trail from the gun barrel to the target. I have here on my immediate left Lieutenant Horace Gamas of Glasgow, Montana. How often do you go through this kind of a routine, Lieutenant?
We go through it just as often as is possible due to the fact that we are in the field and expedients are hard to get a hold of. We try to at least qualify the men at least once a year.
Do they keep these scores?
Yes, these scores go on the soldier's record.
And is he entitled to marksmanship recognition for whatever his score may be?
Yes, he is.
This is the same identical routine, I take it, that you use in the States in their regular marksmanship qualification?
Yes, it is.
What do? Bring a company at a time out here on the range?
That is correct, sir.
And I'm right in assuming that there are 10 men on the line?
There are 10 fires on the line.
Anything else that you might offer by way of explanation that would help us to appreciate the type of thing that you're doing here?
The course which we are firing at the present time is the C course with a total of 195 points. In order to be an expert, you must fire at least 172. Sharpshooter, 160. Marksman, 130.
How does the average man score? Pretty high?
The average score of the men runs somewhere above 130 and 160.
Are you ready for this next routine?
We are ready.
All right, suppose you call out the instructions close enough here so that our audience can see just exactly what the routine is. Go right ahead.
Very well. From standing to prone, standing to sitting. Nine rounds, 51 seconds. Are you ready on the right? Ready on the left? Lock and load. Five seconds. Commence. Burn.
on your bolts and lock your rifles. Rifles held up in the air 45 degrees. Mark and face all targets.
And from there, the boys on the telephone over here immediately back the firing line are in direct communication with the boys in the pits up under the targets. And shortly, they'll telephone back the scores of the various men who've been firing on the line. That completes routine one and two of the practice firing that they do here out of the three positions from which they do the firing. I'll have to ask my technician to give me a time check in a moment. My stopwatch has erred here slightly so that I won't be able to tell you exactly where we are in this broadcast. Let's see, we've done 6 minutes. I'll keep my eye on you, Mr. Hartsman, and you tell me as we go along just where we stand. I think it might be well to explain to you that this is an anti-tank company. Provisional type of supporting troop. Normally they operate with a 57 millimeter anti-tank gun, but each individual is likewise armed with the famous Army M1. And as I understand, Lieutenant, these boys frequently come in behind the rifleman in actual combat, and with their M1s, offer a supporting action. Is that right?
That is correct. We operate sometimes as a rifle company.
And what do they do with their anti-tank equipment while this is going on?
We usually leave that in our rear area.
And do you leave a portion of the company there in charge of it, that is, the transportation elements, perhaps?
That is correct. We do.
These men in the anti-tank groups, when do you rehearse them on their 57 millimeter equipment?
We rehearse them all the time. We do most of our training with our 57 millimeter guns.
Well, is that a mobile unit, or is it something they carry around on their back?
That is a towed fuel-type anti-tank gun pulled by a 1.5-ton prime mover truck.
It's on wheels, I take it.
That's right, sir.
Are you able to get it into most of this jungle area where you have to operate here in the Philippines?
Yes, here in the Philippines, it has been very easy to get our guns around.
All right, Lieutenant, we're ready for this last round, but the boys are. I'll let you call out the orders again. It makes a colorful way to handle the presentation. You go right ahead, Lieutenant.
Ready on the right. Ready on the left. Stand in to prune. 9 rounds, 51 seconds. Lock and load. 5 seconds. Come in! Burn! Open your bolts and lock your rifles. Fires, police up the brass coaches will take the scores. Clear the firing line.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant. One other question here. You call this a rapid fire routine, do you not?
That is right. This is the rapid fire course.
And they fire how many rounds in how many seconds?
They fire 9 rounds in 51 seconds.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant. Friends, we have visited the rifle range of the 158th Regimental Combat Team. I wish you could have been here with me because it's a very colorful sight as well as the sound that goes with it. The palm trees here between the firing line and the targets are so arranged that they form a sort of a darkness, not exactly a darkness, but the light from the sky is shaded out enough so that when these tracer bullets go out of the barrels of these M1 rifles, they make a beautiful arc between here and the target, and you can follow the bullet as it moves from the end of the gun straight into the target. Sometimes they hit and ricochet from some hard object on the hill back of the firing line, and you can see them sail through the air making quite a streak of fire. I would rather suspect that in total darkness out in the combat areas that the tracer bullet would make a tremendously spectacular type of firing in the field. But I understand that the boys do not use them generally in the field because every time one of those bullets leaves the end of a gun, it spots the man who has done the firing. So as I understand it, they don't use them except for specialized types of work. We hope you've enjoyed this firing range exhibition right out in the Legazpi area of the Philippines, where the 158th is in training for the next operation. Returning you now to Fred McPherson, Howard Pyle speaking.